It's Central Time. I'm Chris Molina.
And I'm Judith Sears Poisson. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we'll hear about a proposal to make Milwaukee's police chief an elected position.
First, the State Department of Corrections has acknowledged it missed the deadline to outfit corrections officers in six Wisconsin prisons with body cameras.
Governor Walker allocated nearly $600,000 in the state budget to purchase the equipment in an effort to address concerns at prisons, namely the safety of both guards and prisoners.
Since the deadline was missed, it could mean that guards won't have the body cameras for some time. Molly Beck is the state capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and has the latest on this story. Molly, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
So when I think of body cameras, I tend to think more of police officers on patrol using them, not necessarily correctional workers and prison guards. How did we end up with this directive in the first place?
Yeah, so this issue came up a couple years ago, primarily out of the Lincoln Hills Youth Prison troubles that you may have heard of. There's a federal investigation going on there at the youth prison in Irma. And that's partly because there have been allegations of staff abusing inmates there. So one of the remedies that the Department of Corrections put in place was to have the correctional officers wear body cameras. So when there are these interactions with the inmates that become violent for whatever reason, they have a recording of why it became violent, what they did, and then it's less of a he said, she said situation afterward. So last year in the budget process, Governor Walker recommended a pilot program of sorts in the adult prison system for the same reasons, because there was about a 19% increase in staff assaults and in the adult prison. So he put some money in the budget for 200 body cameras for correctional officers at six maximum security prisons.
So you mentioned that Governor Walker put this money into the budget, but was this something that both parties here in Wisconsin were pushing for?
I don't know if anybody was really out there pushing for it, but it was just kind of an issue that the legislature has been talking about because of the Lincoln Hills issues. There's clearly an issue with staff in these prisons being assaulted from the lawmakers' perspective, and they want to make sure these prisons are safe, and they think that this is one way to identify what problems, if any, are there that maybe the legislature could address.
So all of this brought us to July 1st. There was a deadline there. It came. It went. What happened?
So the budget told DOC to get these in place immediately and to present a report to lawmakers about how many assaults occurred since the body cameras had been put on the correctional officers and other data, and DOC informed the lawmakers that were supposed to receive the report that they don't have them yet. They apparently purchased them in April, or have a contract to purchase them in April, and they haven't received them yet.
So we have no other information other than they just haven't received them yet.
Right. They said that there was a lengthy procurement process and that they had a decision-making process that took a long time to figure out which features they wanted on the cameras. So it's hard to say exactly which took longer and why the legislature wasn't notified before June 2nd, but that is the reasoning that they're giving.
So I know that state Democrats have kind of been pouncing on the Department of Corrections for various things over recent years, whether it be staffing, whether it be security. Is this something that they are also pouncing on right now?
Oh, yeah. I think the Senate Minority Leader, Jennifer Schilling of La Crosse, and Senator LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee, both Democrats, they think this is just another example of Governor Walker's record in corrections that they characterize as being very poor. Even though Governor Walker did, ask for this money to be put in the budget, they're blaming this on him.
We're talking right now with Molly Beck. She is the state capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and she's with us to talk about the State Department of Corrections missing the deadline to equip corrections officers in six state prisons with body cameras. And Molly, what has the reaction been from Governor Walker? Has he commented on this?
The only thing Governor Walker's office has said is that he supports correctional officers wearing body cameras. His spokeswoman did not address what he thought about the delay. It sounds like some of these prisons won't have the body cameras in place until the end of next year, which is almost 2 years after, the funding was authorized to have them. Democrats are going to you know, continue to criticize Governor Walker because of this. He does oversee, you know, all the state agencies, obviously, and his record on corrections is something that they've made, you know, a focal point of this his upcoming re-election bid. So I think we'll hear more about this.
Yeah, I'm wondering how you see corrections factoring into this November election. There's been a lot of back and forth in recent years about Lincoln Hills, about the best way to proceed with possibly building a new prison and working with the ones that we already have. I mean, how big of an issue do you think corrections is going to be as we head into a primary here in August and then the general as well in November?
I think it will be a side issue. I'm not sure people get really fired up about corrections issues at the polling places. Otherwise, I think we'd hear about it more. But I do think Democrats are going to be talking about the Lincoln Hills issue because it's been going on so long, and they can point to, you know, a moment in time in 2012 that Governor Walker was notified of unsafe conditions there, and nothing really happened until 2015. And then by that point, a lot was happening, and there were federal investigators involved and everything. So I think the Lincoln Hills issue will be something that you might see in an ad. There was a guard at Lincoln Hills that was beaten up pretty severely, and she's been pretty vocal about her criticism of Governor Walker because of that situation. I'm just speculating that might be something, or something similar might be in some sort of ad. I know that the current Democratic frontrunner, Tony Evers, has talked a lot about Lincoln Hills. He just put out a digital advertisement with the former DOC secretary blaming Governor Walker for the problems at Lincoln Hills. So I do think that will be an issue that you'll hear about. You might also hear, we had a story in today's paper by my colleague Patrick Marley about Democrats' ideas for cutting the prison population if they were elected in November. So I think both of those issues will be something that you might hear as a side issue this fall.
I'm also wondering, this is probably one of the first times that I can recall hearing Department of Secretary Kathy Jess's name in the news since she took over the job of secretary a few months back. It seems like she was kind of brought in sort of to, I don't want to say clean up some of the messes, but, you know, she was acquiring a lot of things from her predecessor. But do you get a sense from who you've talked to how things are going for her so far and how people are reacting to her tenure?
I haven't heard much from lawmakers of either side about her. She was in the DOC administration all along, and it might be a function of the fact the legislature's not in. I haven't heard much about her, but that also means I haven't heard any criticism either, and I think if there was something there, the Democrats would have said something about it. So this is the first time that I've seen her name attached to something that we've written about.
So going back to the body cameras for a minute, is the next step here just to kind of wait and see when the department gets them, or are there other steps or hurdles along the way that we should be watching for?
The Department of Corrections has said that they are working as fast as they can, and they plan to get some in place by the end of this year. So that's something that people like me and other reporters, and also I'm sure lawmakers, will be watching for. It didn't sound like lawmakers who oversee the budget committee, which is where the report was supposed to go, that DOC missed filing, or Governor Walker. At least they didn't indicate to me that they were very, very concerned about this missed deadline and would be taking steps to ensure that, you know, the later this year deadline would be met. So I think it'll come down to probably reporters just following this issue.
And I'm also curious, too, if you're an employee of the Department of Corrections, you're potentially worried about safety, you're potentially worried about, other things at your job. And meanwhile, you've got the Department of Corrections saying, like, we'll get these body cameras to you when we can. Do you get a sense that maybe there's, for employees, there's a general sense of unhappiness or even, I don't know, distrust out there?
I know that there have been a number of staff within DOC at various prisons, and I obviously have not heard from everybody or even a majority, but I have heard from some that say that they don't feel safe. Lincoln Hills is a good example of that. There are many staff there who have been accused of treating inmates poorly, but they've come back and said, well, some of this stuff is because we're short-staffed and we're working 16-hour days, mandatory because we are short-staffed. And, you know, because of this federal scrutiny, you know, we're afraid to really manage behavior the way we think we should, you know, and so in that way they feel unsafe there. And in other institutions with crowding issues, I've heard from correctional officers who say they also feel unsafe. Not as highly concentrated as the Lincoln Hills issue, but that could be just a function of we are covering the Lincoln Hills issue a little bit more. So, yeah, I have heard concerns. I'm not sure if they are, you know, systemic or just there's pockets of it, but that is something that we're looking at.
Molly, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Molly Beck is the state capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She joined us to talk about the State Department of Corrections missing its deadline to outfit corrections officers with body cameras in six Wisconsin prisons.